Already know how we coming, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook Gang.
Fee, no.
Come on, man. We back in here. We strapped up. We locked and loaded. Another episode. This episode 16, I think.
That's what it is.
That's episode 16.
That's right. Like, we rocking. Like,
we not playing with you, niggas.
No.
Let's go. We definitely in here for the Errol Spence Jr. and the Garcia fight. I don't know the first name. Danny Garcia. The Swift. I know they call him the Swift.
Yeah.
They say he nice with the hand, but yeah, better be right for that boy Errol Spence Jr. So we tapped in, definitely locked and loaded with that shit, man. We watching the undercards and we're gonna be locked in and shit until the headliner.
The headliner, that's right.
But they said them niggas fighting at 2 a.m. Shit.
Nah, we ain't gonna be waiting all night for them, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they better come on with the come on.
They better come up and bring your ass.
Yeah, that's right.
But we ain't got time to play with you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We're running this shit a little bit different tonight. You know what I mean? It's us. We straight. Hey, look, man. We the hosts. And we the EPs tonight, man. Believe
that's
that,
right.
Man. We the niggas behind the camera, in front of the camera. Shit, hey. We got about 5 different hats on tonight.
That's right. But
best believe that she gonna get done.
It's gonna get done, cause that's what we do.
That's just what we do, man.
Everyday life with Rook and Fino.
Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to the whole team, man. Yeah, this is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, man.
Man, how you feeling? How you feeling?
No. How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Ate some chicken wings. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Put up and down the road this week. You know what I'm saying?
But the Valero got some decent chicken wings.
Oh yeah, they got some good ones.
We got them from Valero tonight.
Yeah, that's right. So how's your Miller State? You know how you feeling?
Straight, man. I'm good.
Hey, look.
Everything good. I'm like that nigga Errol Spence tonight. You know what I mean? I'm just ready to come out swinging. Boom, 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 boom. Shout out to the team. Shout out to my whole family. You know, we rocking and rolling, man. We moving. Groove.
One thing I got to tell everybody. Take care of your physical health also.
Yeah.
Had to go to the doctor Monday to get a little checkup.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to tell y'all the warning sign something wrong with a man. When you get them little bitty stomach pains, you know them little, that you know it's like a warning light for a car, you know what I'm saying? Little thing, little stomach hurting right here, little bit, you know what I'm saying? Take your tail to the doctor. Don't be trying to be tough, cause you ain't got but one life, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got number one body.
You a fucking human.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a fucking human. You ain't Superman, nigga. That shit made up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Go to the doctor regularly. Get them checkups. You know, went to the doctor. I was telling him, hey, look, I want a colonoscopy. He told me I gotta be 50.
Damn. So you couldn't even get. You couldn't even.
Not unless I got some. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Unless something is wrong, they don't want to do it until you 50. You know what I'm saying? So, but still, go get a physical checkup.
Yeah.
At least once a year. You know what I'm saying? Keep your teeth right. Go to the dentist.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So all that. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Hey, look. I'll be back. Somebody told us today that I'll be back when I get back.
Well, you keep on.
So what that mean? What that mean to you? What that mean, Mike? I'll be back when I get back.
Exactly.
He's you know what I'm saying?
I'll be back when I get back. I'll be back when I get back, man. What?
They were saying that a married man can say that, but a single man can't say that because a single man might not come back.
Shit.
That's what they said, that Mike. Like, we can say, being married, can say it, but a single man can't say that because he might not come back.
You know, they got laws set for, relationships, boyfriend and girlfriend, and they got laws set for husband and wife.
Okay.
So, you know, it's probably certain shit that a husband can say to his wife.
Yeah.
And she got to, you know, and she gonna respect that.
That ring mean we locked in.
Yeah, that's what that, you know, that's.
We locked in.
That's what that ring means.
You know what I'm saying? We locked in. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's certain shit you can say.
It's certain
shit you can do. So, you know.
Because I heard my man Mike Jones say, look, I'll be back when I get back. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So,
that shit crazy.
But what's some everyday issues you done dealt with this week?
results, everything goes my everyday shit this week. Man, trying to run it up.
You trying to run up, man? What you talking about, Fino?
Trying to run it up, man. We trying to trying to elevate. Shit, that's my thing, bro. Like, I'm just trying to elevate, trying to take this shit to the next level. We just rolling and shit with this right here, man. So, you know, excuse me, we moving with this shit right here.
Definitely moving.
We move.
Keeping it moving.
Keeping it moving with this shit right here. And it's like it ain't no end in sight. So I be thinking about different ways to make this shit right here better.
Yeah.
Different interviews, different people that's going to be of excitement. That, you know what I mean? That the viewers and shit like that would want to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
who you think they want to see?
Man, look, don't
who you want to talk to?
Don't give me the ask. Don't ask me that question.
Okay.
Because on this platform right here, like, I'm going to be truthful.
Okay. What the hell were you supposed to be?
Yeah, I'm going
to
be truthful. Who you said who?
Who would you like to talk to? Who would you like to interview? You know what I'm saying? Who would you like to see come through?
Who would I
in the dungeon right here, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, they come through the dungeon. Hey, right here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's the dungeon right here, man. Yeah. Over here in
Mike and Gray.
Yeah, believe that. We at Mike and Gray's, man. It's the dungeon. It's nobody B. I just want to see business, like every business in our city, in our vicinity, next states over and shit like that. I just want to, you know, network. I want to network. So it's not like I want to just check out celebrities and shit like that. Like, I don't really give a fuck about them. I don't give a fuck about no celebrity niggas, like none of that shit. Like, politician niggas I fuck with because I feel like, you know, that's something that I want to get into myself, what I mean? So it's like, that's something I'm interested in. But celebrity niggas like, nah, man, because people dick ride celebrities, man. It's so many people that's...
But you know what I'm saying? But hey, I like to say,
my thing is, like, it's so many underdogs.
Yeah.
It's so many underdogs out here that don't get their justice, who don't get their respect, who don't get...
Give me an underdog because you think they ain't getting their justice.
I ain't got none. You know what? I'm going to be one of them great journalist type niggas. If you got a question, if I got some shit, you say some shit to me, I don't want to ask them.
Next question, please.
Next question, please.
Okay.
Can we move on? I ain't got a specific underdog. It's just, it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's a lot of underdogs out here and shit, man, and people get looked over, stepped over.
That's true.
Just to go to a person that everybody's familiar with, that everybody knows. Fuck that. Not me.
Yeah, okay.
I want to highlight the little man. I want to highlight the underdog.
Yeah.
And I want people to know what the fuck they got going on, what we got going on, or whatever we got going on, what we doing.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Okay.
That's where I'm at with it, man. So, like, everyday shit with me is just trying to see the underdog and the little man get on top.
Pop. Okay, I feel you, man. I definitely feel you.
That's it, man. I don't care nothing about all that shit. Like, people got their teams, the people that they rock with.
Their circle.
Everybody got a. I got a circle of niggas that I rock with, but I'm just saying, like, you know, it's just a stick riding competition.
Okay.
And we ain't on the bus.
We missed it.
Don't want to be on this motherfucker. Exactly. We missed it purposely. We was smoking tree in the back when that bitch came up the road, and we said, look, there go that little stupid ass clown ass bus.
Yeah.
You want to catch, man? Fuck, nah, we too real for that. So that's what we said.
Yeah.
We can't be a part of that. So, you know, we made our own lane. Yeah. When you make your own lane, it takes you a little bit longer because you take the stairs.
Oh! Absolutely. You building them legs up.
We building our legs up. We doing our...
Oh!
Yeah, we doing lower body work. Believe that. We ain't just doing cardiovascular, my nigga. We doing lower extremity work. Believe that shit. So, you know. While everybody was kissing ass and stick riding, we took the stairs. Nigga, believe that.
Man, that's
where we at with it, Ma.
I know that's right.
Yeah, man. So
next section
that's
is...
everyday shit with me, man. The next section is everybody looking.
Okay.
Hold on. Everybody looking.
Look.
Tell them them nigga how we coming, man. We riding high and looking low with Brooke. Hey, we riding high and looking low with Brooke.
Hey, hey. Hey, I'm gonna give y'all something right here. Hey, look here. This is what I'm gonna try to tell y'all. If a truck broke down on side the road with its flashes on,
your ass better get the fuck over.
You need to get over. You know what I'm saying?
Why
is you going by the truck 100 miles by hour in the lane right beside him? If you hit him, you're going to jail. The dude on side the road tried to work on the truck, but you going by him 100 miles per hour. I mean, it's a sign on side the road. Guess what it says? It says, if an emergency vehicle is broke down on the side of the road, get over in the left lane.
It's like with the cop shit, right? Like with cops be.
Yeah, when they've got somebody. Yeah. You're supposed to.
In Virginia. Maybe it's not like.
No, it's worldwide.
Oh, it is worldwide. Maybe it's not like that in Virginia, but okay. Yeah, you got to get your ass over, man.
And another thing. Look, this is something that really ticks me off. It's a line when you pull up to a light. You gotta stop behind that line. You can't be a car leap over the line. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you should be a car leap behind it, because if I turn that corner and you two up too close, I might run over the front of your car.
Tear that bitch to pieces.
Don't be too far back. Don't
motherfucker be having their whole ass in over the line.
They be over the line.
It's the line.
Hey, look.
It's the cop.
Hey, look. And if I'm in the right lane, I'm going to tell y'all some good stuff. And I take up both of them lanes, that means I'm trying to turn right. Don't get up beside me just because, yeah, I know this is your lane, but I'm in both of the lanes. Because I'm trying to turn right. And if you up on the line or past the line, you're going to have to back up anyway. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to back up because you over the, it's a lot. It's just like shooting a free throw in a basketball game.
Yep.
If you over the line, it don't count.
This shit don't count, right?
It don't count. What the referee do? No.
Run that shit again.
No, it do not count. So what I'm trying to tell y'all, Back up, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause we pulling a 53 footer of your supplies. I'ma tell you what we got in the back of the truck.
What you got in there?
We got computers, we got PS5, we got Xboxes. You know what I'm saying? We got TV.
Man, don't be telling motherfuckers all that shit, OG. Your ass at the truck stop like this.
I don't have that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Come on, I ain't got this stuff. But I'm saying that's what the truck drivers got, so be friendly to us. We're trying to get y'all's Christmas gift to y'all kids.
Yeah, right.
We're trying to get them in the store, but y'all try to hold us from getting out.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
That's what y'all doing. Y'all are trying to hold us from getting our stuff to Walmart, to Target, Maxway, Roses. Food line.
Nigga said Maxway. They got Maxway outside of Montgomery County.
I mean, they got stores called Deals.
Man, I'm done with you.
Deals. A dollar deal.
Come on, I'm fucking.
It's a dollar store. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to tell y'all, be patient with the truck drivers out there. If you see us on side the road broke down, get over another lane. If we go out and turn right, back up. You know what I'm saying? We trying to bring y'all's goodies. You know what I'm saying? To put in y'all's stockings. You know what I'm saying? That's what we trying to do right now. You know what I'm saying?
Truckers are essential.
Man, we real essential.
The most motherfucking essential part, shit.
We real essential.
Yeah, they essential.
You know what I'm saying? We are real.
Y'all niggas are essential, bro.
We are.
Like, for real, y'all niggas are essential.
Man, we bring the furniture y'all sitting on.
Hey, man, the FedEx, man, UPS, man, them niggas be pulling up to the house every damn day on the damn truck. And it may not be the 18-wheel, but I know that they driving them big trucks, and they got shit full of packages.
Packages. Your packages.
Full of fucking packages.
Your packages.
And man, I had
your
one,
kids packages.
I had one pull up to the house the other night about 7:30. And you know it gets dark at 4:30.
Yeah.
I said, man, what the fuck you still doing out
he
here?
He got to make them delivery.
Hey, gotta make it, man. Shit, we just now got some more. But he said we gonna be like this for the rest of the month.
They trying. They pressing us, man, to get this stuff to these people, man.
So you know, those truckers are essential workers for real, man. Yeah. Like, you think about this shit. You act like you gonna skip past. Or just jump over this segment when you know you can't just jump over this segment because you be like the same nigga who gonna jump over the segment sitting there waiting for a package right now.
Want that
from
package?
A trucker nigga, so you know.
You know
niggas
that.
Niggas are essential. Believe that shit.
So that concludes this section.
You know how we coming, man. This everyday life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. We ain't playing with you, Mob. Yo, we back. We tapped in. This is Everyday Life with
Rook and Fino.
And we in the building with Mike and
Quan.
Nigga, let it go, man. We talking sports. Let's get it.
With Mike and Quan.
Man, what y'all boys got going on today, man?
Getting ready for this fight tonight. See what Errol Spence gonna do after all this time off.
Who you got?
I believe he gonna pull it out. He might come in a little rusty early. But once he gets the flow, it's gonna be like riding a bike.
Damn right. But who you got, Quan? All right, know who you got. You told me early.
I already got Errol.
I'm telling you.
Knockout? You may
have been getting mixed. Garcia's a tough one. I think it's gonna go.
I don't know if he's gonna knock him out, but he's gonna win.
Yeah. I think, you know, you can't. Can't dismiss no Mexican boxers. New Spanish niggas can fight.
Yeah.
They got endurance.
Yeah.
Endurance.
And because he's been off for so long.
Yeah. Yeah. His full power might not be there.
Right.
His legs might not be there.
Yeah, so. Okay. If Garcia can hang around the whole fight, he got a shot late in the fight.
Yeah.
Especially with that long layoff, Earl Spence.
Yeah, that shit
it might play a factor in the fight. I hope not, but it might.
What you think?
It definitely could. I don't think it is, but it definitely could. But you can tell, you'll be able to tell early.
Yeah, like for real, man. Like Errol Spence Jr. different, bro. Like he a hell of a fighter. He a hell of a fighter, man. And to be out for a whole year and to come back and so it's gonna be a lot of shit that people gonna be paying attention to tonight, man.
And it takes a lot for him to take a tough fight coming back instead of getting a warm-up fight. He steps right back in the fire pit.
And lets you know, like, he like, nah, fuck that. I can do it.
He a warrior.
Yeah, he a warrior, like yeah, dead ass. He a warrior, like, I'm with it. I don't need nobody questioning it. If I can or if I'm capable.
The champ is here.
We go. The champ is here.
The champ is here.
Come on.
That's why I say hopefully Arrow can keep winning, Bud can keep winning, and we can get Spence versus Crawford.
Yeah, that's what we want. Yeah, that would be the fight of the decade, probably.
Oh, yeah. Both of them got belts?
Yeah. Both of them at the top of the game.
Damn, right.
Damn.
1-2 for real.
Spence ass ain't lost nothing.
What about Crawford?
Nope. Neither one of them.
Crawford nothing. Yeah, Crawford
and what, nothing. What are they? They middleweight? Welterweight?
I think
he's welterweight.
Yeah, like welter.
I think.
I don't know. Little niggas. They ain't bigger than
him.
I be getting the size, the weight class.
So many different weight classes.
They be like featherweight, junior, they hands nice as a bitch, and they will knock your ass out.
Yeah.
Like Quan's ass would be a fucking featherweight.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Hey, knock your ass out.
Look, one of them motherfuckers play with me.
Oh shit! He's that featherweight my ass with that fighter weight on y'all.
Yes, sir. Your man certified. Mine ain't certified.
Yeah.
Now, like, look, if mine was certified, they could get it.
Hell yeah!
But as of right now, don't run up over.
Yeah. I'd probably be considered a heavyweight, and my ass got to do a whole
light
lot.
Light
heavyweight, about 220 now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you heavyweight.
I'm about to tell you, bro, with Mike Tyson.
Hell yeah! Shit. Hey, my ass get knocked the fuck out.
Would you do a couple of rounds with Mike?
Damn. If I had my cardio right, fucking right, I'd try Mike now.
You a dance with him. Who? You a dance with him.
Beat the shit out of Mike. You heard? Beat the shit out of Mike.
Hey, Stop.
Call it.
Hey, show us one of them punches Roy Jones was throwing at him.
Pussy ass nigga. Roy Jones, hey. Suck ass nigga, man, nigga. No, I'm fighting ass nigga, man. Sit your old ass down somewhere, Roy.
Oh, man.
I had Roy's ass. I said, yeah, I'm going for Roy.
Yeah, you was going for Roy.
Mike's ass came in there.
When Mike hit him in his side and
hey, made him shit on himself. That nigga farted on himself, Mike.
He wish he had his bag.
Hey, oh, shit. Colostomy. Oh, I ain't in Pensacola no more.
Mike different.
Nah, bitch, you ain't Mike. Mike are different. It's a she. I want to rip it. I want to kill his children. I want to rip his heart out of him. Hey, life.
I say, well, Valentine said he want to get back in there.
He does. He said Mike Tyson won't even sign the paper.
What was that about?
For Vamble.
Yeah,
Vamble knocking that nigga head off.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know, Mike get hungry when another taste of you.
Oh, man, that was, hey, that's it.
Mike get crazy. Mike say, shit, the hell with the rules. That motherfucker knocking my head off.
Yeah,
fight this
I gotta do something.
All right, let's get straight to the football. What y'all got with the Browns and Titans that y'all hog over that?
I think the Titans are going to win probably by about 10 points. I don't have too much faith in Cleveland.
Damn.
They actually.
8-3, ain't it?
Yeah.
Is it 8-3?
Yeah. Number one and number two rush teams in the NFL, so it's going to be a whole lot of running.
Chubb Tubb.
But I think they'll keep it close with him.
Give it Chubb.
Yeah, it's going to be. But Tannehill, I'll take Tannehill over Baker Mayfield to make a play late.
Oh, okay.
And the wide receivers for Tennessee.
Hey,
they got some tough ones.
Yeah,
AJ Brown. AJ Brown.
I think the momentum for Cleveland. Like,
you got momentum?
No, it ain't really no. Is Odell still? Is he?
No, he's out for
Yeah, he's done.
Like, yeah, I don't think the momentum is there for Cleveland. Like, for real. Like, it ain't Baker Mayfield.
But they got that dude though, number 24,
Nick Chubb.
That's what make them go. Yeah. Nick Chubb is what make them go. The running back.
He can put the fire under their ass. They might
pull
running
back up was start for a lot of teams.
Yeah,
most teams.
Yeah. So they gonna keep it close, I think, with the run game.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee late in the game gonna make some plays and pull it out.
So you. Who you think gonna have the most yards, Henry or
Chubb? I'm gonna say Henry because Kareem Hunt's gonna get some, he's gonna get a more opportunity. So Cleveland's gonna feature Kareem Hunt in the game too.
Yeah,
which will give Henry more opportunity. And Henry, very few running backs get better as the game goes. He gets better and better as the
time goes, like a fine wine.
People get tired of hitting that big joker.
Yes, sir.
I think Henry gonna have more yards because I think they're gonna run more and they're gonna have a lead. So.
Okay. All right, we're going to the next game. We got the Cards against the Rams. Jenkins couldn't hold it.
I'm going to take the Rams. I think they match up good with Arizona.
Okay.
Jalen Ramsey is probably going to shadow DeAndre Hopkins all game long, and somebody else is going to have to make a play.
You think he can stop DeAndre Hopkins?
He shut DK Metcalf down.
Damn.
Yeah. Jalen Ramsey, that dude on defense. He follows him around the old field.
Best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
But ain't Hopkins the best wide receiver in the league?
Arguably, yeah. And this is going to be
right about at he had three people on him who still caught that ball.
Yeah.
All three of them people, Jalen Ramsey, though. Not one of them was Jalen Ramsey.
No, you're right. Well, now what up, Jalen Ramsey?
I mean, he could go either way. Yeah, I'm not saying that. Like,
because he had his moments where he ain't in the game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you know how that goes.
I think it's going to be a battle. And I think Cardinals pull it out on the last second field goal.
Okay.
Can't never sleep on no fucking Cardinals, boy.
Kyler Murray is that dude.
Never.
You get out there and run around, make plays, he that dude.
That right. All right, we're going to go right into the Steelers and Ravens. What did you think about that game, Quan?
I was rather frustrated, but you know what they say, a win is a win and a loss is a loss. So since we got that win, I'm happy with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been that close with what Baltimore had on the field. They were down their third string quarterback late in the game. And they gave up a 70-yard touchdown to the third string quarterback.
But he was a starter in college, though.
Yeah, Penn State. He actually won three state titles in Virginia.
Yes, he did. What's his name?
Trace McSorley.
Trace McSorley.
That's the nature of
Brian Woods.
So, but shout out to RG3. He was MVP.
He has encouraged other people.
Damn. MVP. So what he do? What he put a field goal over the fucking over the chuck?
Look, I like RG. I ain't trying to throw shots at the team squad. Fuck, I fucks with him. What the fuck RG do with that little noodle leg? Put that bitch through that, didn't he?
No, he threw
he
a couple
picks. He keep the field goal.
No, he threw a couple picks for us.
Okay. Man, I put everybody laughing, but he's like, RG.
We needed all RG's contributions.
Damn right, damn right.
He contributed to y'all. I ain't get to see that because I was on the road. I ain't get to see this game.
It was not pretty.
Okay.
That shit
pretty.
Crazy.
It was not pretty.
Yeah.
That was one ugly game.
Yeah, I ain't get to check that one out either because they kept putting that bitch off.
Yeah, they was putting it off.
A million fucking times. Right. I said, damn.
It shouldn't have been as close as it was. But you got to think, after all that time off, they don't know what they doing.
Yeah.
They ain't practicing 3-4 days. They just coming out there playing.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't know what's going on.
They coming out there, motherfucker. It's coming out there, bitch.
Yeah, they got to get that check.
Yeah, they
coming out there.
It's water season.
You
got to
think, they been put
off
this day.
Damn near a week.
Yeah. So they done lost their whole composure out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they didn't even know if they was going to play it, so they might even focus on next week's game.
Damn right. You're right.
They shouldn't be fucking on next week's game. They ain't playing nobody.
And that's what they
playing up right there, Dallas Cowboy. That's who they playing.
Baltimore, yeah.
Yeah, so they ain't playing nobody.
Lamar Jackson probably ain't playing.
We ain't even going to talk. He got the wrong. His ass got a damn quarantine for 2 fucking weeks.
They said 10 days.
Who?
10 days. They said he's eligible to come out
there at 9.
If it's negative, he's eligible to come off of it Sunday, tomorrow, and they play on Monday. So
they play on Tuesday.
No, Redskins and
the Cowboys
and
the
Cowboys
and
Ravens play.
They play Tuesday night.
That's right.
Man, the Cowboys gonna beat the Ravens. I called it, nigga. Who won't smoke? Who? Anybody?
Take it.
Anybody? Am I talking to my fucking self?
You ain't getting no action on
that. Fuck all y'all.
You ain't getting no action on that. I'm gonna say this. Pittsburgh comes out Monday playing like that against Washington, they might get beat.
So Alabama gets it.
They, I ain't saying they all, they'll be more prepared. I can almost bet that.
Mike Tomlin.
But Pittsburgh has a tendency to play down.
Boy, you hear these niggas talk about your team? You ain't got nothing to say.
We good.
No, I ain't saying.
He said that back now, but they talk about your team. You ain't got no input.
They if they come out half stepping. That defensive line for Washington, we'll call
it. Oh,
well,
say
that ain't no lie, though. Say, that's just the truth. Come on, that bullshit.
They are a good matchup for us, though, because they have a good pass rush.
Yeah,
and
that pass rush
contributes to the secondary being good, because, you know, secondary ain't really all that, but because of that pass rush.
The quarterback has got to get in a hurry and run the ball. He's feeling footsteps a lot.
And we don't have the best offensive line, so, you know, and we like to throw a lot.
Yeah.
And Big Ben can't move more than a foot in a second. Yeah. It's an interesting matchup.
And with the way we just was playing, I'm hoping that because we played so bad, we'll come out and actually step on their throat.
Yeah.
But Mike come out and be on that BS again.
Come on.
Now, what are y'all playing at? Pittsburgh? No, y'all playing in Washington.
Uh-huh.
They better start it. You got to run the ball against Washington, slow that pass rush.
That's what I do.
Come out and try and run it. If you come out trying to throw the ball every play, eventually Ben B ain't going to be hit.
Washington's ass ain't got no name right now. They ready to kick. Hey, that's a name for them niggas. Hey. That's a name for them. They whoop Steelers ass. That's gonna help with the name. Because the Washington Warriors.
That's because when you beat the Steelers, that'll get everybody in there. We the team, we the world's team. Yeah. Ben said it a few weeks ago, we the world's team.
Who said that, Ben?
Yeah, we the world's team.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm a Cowboys fan. How the fuck am I arguing with you?
We the world's team.
We gonna fuck around, beat y'all, nigga. Next time we meet you, y'all ass is great.
We'll see y'all again in 4 years.
I sound like a typical Cowboy fan. Next time we meet you, I swear, we gonna get you. And we going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Shut your goof ass up.
What did y'all think about the Chiefs and the Bucks game last week?
Nothing's gonna be my shame. Especially for guys who tend to get razor bumps.
Patrick Mahomes did enough. They came out fine, put enough distance between them. They struggled the second half to that last drive, and they did just enough. If Tom Brady got that ball back, Tampa Bay would have won the game.
I was going to ask who won.
Yeah, Tampa Bay would have won. He didn't caught his rhythm.
So fucking Tom Brady them lost?
By three.
That game was over early for real. They came out and went up 17-0. Rest of the game was basically just like a...
They start showboating and start not caring, and then it's like...
They let Tom Brady catch fire. If they had kept playing around and gave him that ball back, I believe he would have won. But they did the right thing. Didn't let him touch it. He went
low.
He went up. It was 27-24, 4 minutes, Kansas City run the clock out.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah.
I think he would have thrown that third pick of that second half.
Hey, what you think that shit did for Patrick Holmes' motherfucking morale? Like honestly, though, what you think that shit, as a quarterback, to beat Tom Brady? Like, come on, that's Tom Brady. In our generation, that's like Joe Montana.
Yeah, Joe Montana.
On some fucking football shit. Like, it's Joe Montana.
Joe Montana
was a bad motherfucker, boy. Yeah,
he won't fuck him.
So, like,
no.
Come on, man.
Hey, he's been Mike's team.
He think I don't word up.
He think I don't know. That's how long I've been knowing him.
So that's how long y'all been friends.
But I seen Randall Cunningham play in it. Randall Cunningham changed my mind.
Changed your life.
When I seen him play, I've been an Eagles fan ever since. That's been a long time.
Damn.
He was that little 49er jacket.
Fuck out of here. Damn.
Was it gold?
Man, but that was a hell of a team, though, man. Like, you know, that was...
It was gold, Mike.
I think it was. It had red, white,
and gold. It had that burgundy in that bitch, though.
Yeah, it had the burgundy, but it still was not gold. It was gold.
Oh, that bitch was banging.
Yeah, it was gold.
Oh, okay. So, that's the difference. Because now you just see a burgundy one with some gold in it.
Yeah.
See a gold one with some burgundy in it.
It was more gold than
it was. Yeah. But back in the day, that gold, well, you know, they had the gold
pants.
Yeah, that was back in the day, right?
Hey, Tom, I spent you put a San Francisco motherfucking throwback San Francisco jersey with them gold Air Max.
Visit Happy Honda Days at your local Honda dealer.
The burning. Holy smoke.
Kill him.
That should have been drip.
Drip.
Me and Quan on that drink, nigga, so, you know, we be thinking about fashion and shit like that, too, so we be. Damn, we're going to drip on you, nigga.
Say.
And we ain't getting paid by them niggas. We ain't got no sponsorship or nothing, but you know.
Maybe it's in the future.
Yeah, maybe the
sponsors is coming.
We drinking Crown and Douce, so you know. We on our VA shit, heavy.
What y'all think about them NBA offseason moves?
Oh,
with the Westbrook and Wall trade. Do y'all think it was a big move or what? Oh, you think it was even?
Well, Houston got the better end for one reason. They got that draft pick.
Okay.
Other than that, it was pretty. Who knows what John Wall's going to come back after 2 years off?
Is he even going to play, though?
But that draft pick is big because Houston traded away all the draft picks last year for Westbrook. So they got one back.
Yeah.
The Wizards definitely won that trade. That pick ain't going to be that good. You don't normally hit on, most teams don't normally hit on picks. And most picks in the NBA for those types of trades are overrated. Like, you look at what OKC got for Paul George and for Russ. Okay, that's cool, but you still went out in the first round. Now you done got rid of everybody.
Everybody got
and now you got a draft with.
Yep.
But you had already drafted KD, Russ, and Harden.
Come on, man.
And with Serge Ibaka.
Come on, man. Y'all had y'all's breaks.
Right. You see,
you had your breaks.
See what I'm saying? Like, and with the Westbrook and Wall thing, like, people will really disrespect Westbrook, and the man is walking around with an MVP, three straight triple doubles.
Yeah.
And
why do they treat Russell Westbrook as motherfucker is the fucking man? Why do they treat him like that?
Because he don't care.
Yeah.
He don't care. People that give you that don't care like AI.
Yeah.
Anybody like it to give you that don't care. People don't like him.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about being
damn
like
right. They ain't operating within the rules.
You see what I'm saying? When people are honest with you, a lot of times people don't like people that are real.
Blank.
In your face.
People fear the truth.
The truth.
Yeah. Like, they don't want. They
want to. They want fake. People respect fake more nowadays than they do real.
Yeah.
Like, true, people will sit there and just font all over Derrick Rose like his career was forever. And Derrick Rose was nasty for the time he was playing, but you would think Derrick Rose was Magic Johnson or something the way people act about him.
Yep, right.
And then they'll disrespect Russ And it's like, what's really the difference?
This nigga
like,
still playing.
Yeah, like,
Houston did the right thing. Him and Harden didn't miss together. Both of them had to have a ball. There's only one ball.
Now, but what's really the difference with Wall there? Yeah.
Well, we don't know how he's going to come back. So.
Yeah, they might trade Harden, though. Right?
He won't
Houston?
Yeah.
Fuck no. Yeah, they trying. He trying to get up out of there. They talking about Golden State too in the mix.
Brooklyn better not trade for him because they gonna have to give up too much. They got a good bench.
Yeah.
And they gonna have to give up just about all of it.
What do you think about the Lakers re-signing AD and LeBron to the big contract?
They had to.
Yeah.
They had to.
It could go against them just for the simple fact of LeBron's age. But I mean, what else do you like? You can't. Do nothing
85
but
million,
that.
My boy.
Right, like you gotta kind of give him the deal.
Extension.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
an extension. You know
how much 85 million is?
In 2 years.
Nope, because I ain't never seen it.
42.5.
Imagine waking up, going to your fucking mailbox.
Your bank account.
They forgot. This is 2020, 2021. It ain't no mailbox.
He called up the account like, how much I got today?
LeBron, you're going to get $1.5 million check coming today. And in two more weeks, you have the $45 million check coming.
You know what I'm saying, man? I can't even find that.
And your endorsement deal from Nike, that's coming in.
That's coming in. That's another $100
million.
Your
commercial deal. Your Sprite deal.
Your Showtime TV show, that's going to
I look for him when he retired, try and buy a team.
Yeah.
He's stacking
probably
his
Cleveland,
money.
Cleveland, for real.
He's stacking his money.
Maybe even the Lakers.
This motherfucker playing for space. He about to be in Space Jam.
Yeah. He probably got rooms just full of money.
Boston George. He said, where are we going to put it?
Where are we going to put it? Put it in the closet. The closet's full.
Like I say.
Check in the room down around the corner. It's full too. Shit.
As far as the on court, I don't like LeBron, but everything off the court I rock with him. Because he brought all his homeboys up. He got them all legal jobs. He gave them away. So I'm all for it.
Why a lot of people don't like LeBron, Mike?
Because they try and compare him to Jordan. We take a look at our game. And if some of the older heads don't like that.
He said hard.
Yeah, that too.
That thing beating in his chest ain't enough. Because if he had that heart, he would be by far the greatest of all time.
Oh, shit.
You see what I'm like?
I agree with that. He got heart, but he ain't got that killer.
He ain't got a killer in him. Kobe had a killer in him.
Yeah, he ain't got that mama mentality. Like, you know that Jordan got that, you know, mercenary.
Hey, Dennis Rodman had a killer.
Yeah.
Hey, what's my boy's name? Meta World Peace.
Yeah.
That boy got a kill in him.
Yeah.
But LeBron's just a good kid. Yeah. That's what it is. He's a good kid. He's not a killer. That's what it is, man.
For real.
Michael Jordan was, what would you call Jordan? A killer?
Yeah. He seen an ounce of weakness. He was going for it.
He taking it. Like, just one, you give him one little opening and he in there.
Damn.
Crazy. Hey, give me a little preview on the NCAA basketball. What y'all got? Who y'all got?
What I've seen so far, Gonzaga's gonna be a hard team to beat.
Very.
Oh, they always start off fast.
I ain't gonna lie, they look a little different though this year.
They look different. What?
They put a whooping on Kansas.
They look a little different.
But you know how they start,
I know, but dang, man. I'm telling you, I seen them the other night and was like, damn, is this Gonzaga? Who is this?
They're loaded. They're supposed to play Baylor today, but somebody tested positive on the team. So
I heard that.
Motherfucker can't play shit without somebody been having the wrong.
Everybody
got the motherfucking wrong, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of people got the wrong.
Sick of this shit, man.
Well.
I was scared to take my mask off today in the damn stove. I said, fuck, I might walk into a damn Rona pool. Fucking Rona mist and shit, man.
Fuck
around walking into a damn Mr. Rona. Man, fuck this shit.
I say this, NCAA, I was got a bad boy up there, the white dude, Matt Garza.
I heard of him.
He had scored 30 in the first half twice already.
Golly, I'm balling, ain't it?
Yeah. In the first half twice.
In the first half.
Who is Matt Garza? Where the fuck he from?
Owls.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know the Buckeyes, ain't
And the Tar Heels got to play him next week.
Oh, Tar Heels, what y'all going to do, man? What y'all going to do up there?
Beat him.
Look at this boy, you
trying to hit the free throw. Though.
Mike, man, what the fuck you got to say, man?
Stop turning the ball.
Nah, he's a Carolina fan, too. Both of them, all three of them.
Okay, got you. I know that he was talking shit. Okay, got you, got you. Okay.
Yeah, all three of them Carolina fans, man.
Fucking right.
Got to hit the free throws, though. Slowed it down.
Yep.
But they're young. They'll be better. At the end of the year, they'll be a different team.
They kept trying to spin through traps the other night, man. I was going off.
They still playing that AAU ball where they think they can be better than
Shout out to the homie Smooth, man. Trying to play one on five instead of just passing the ball. You know, when you in high school, one player can do that. Smooth, you're right, black, because you're so much better than everybody else that's out there.
Hey, y'all think that's a white? Y'all think that's a black dude talking that you can't see on camera, don't you? That motherfucker ain't black. That's a white man. That's a white man. For sure, right? For shit show. Shout out my man Smooth, man. Long time homie. He ain't here tapped in with us.
So who y'all got in y'all final four then? Y'all giving us a preview of the final four now. Who y'all got? Both of y'all got four teams to give us.
My God.
Yes.
Okay.
You know I can't play favorites.
All right, Michigan let's State coverage.
Mm. It's go time. Get help with expenses.
That motherfucker over there in the train, so he thinking hard. So yeah. He like, yo, I'm going to give you the real.
From the makers. Carolina ain't in? Comes
Light Sky. Baylor. And them Tar Heels. You knew they was coming. Say the best for last.
He didn't say the best for last.
I'm going to go with his folks right now. I ain't going to change nothing on that. I like that.
What about you, Smooth?
I mean, at the moment, you can't really put nobody else except for maybe Kentucky up there, but it's too much undecided at the moment.
You ain't seen everybody yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, we ain't seen a lot. Kansas,
too.
Yeah.
Kansas.
Oh, they always in the mix.
West Virginia.
That's
why I said, Kentucky. Gonzaga got everything they can handle, so
West Virginia's
got a good
Bob Huggins always got a squad, though.
They gave Gonzaga everything they could handle the other night.
Okay.
But he can't never do it in the tournament. He get there and he just...
They're gonna be real good in the tournament, or real bad. They either going to be elite eight and losing, or they're going to lose in the first round. And what y'all think about y'all boys, y'all's enemies? I ain't going to say that name. I'm going to let y'all say the name. Oh, about Duke losing, I ain't seen the play yet, but Michigan State beat them pretty handily. They so handily.
But they so young too.
Yeah,
and you know Coach K gonna turn them around. I don't care what you say.
Michigan State was too physical for them the other night.
Yeah, that was the difference in that game. I didn't see the game.
You gonna let him talk about Coach K like it?
Look, you know that ain't the truth.
Look, man, Coach Dean.
I like Dean. True, I like Coach Dean.
Coach Dean Smith.
I like Dean Smith. That's we talking about Coach K.
Look, hang on, who the GOAT? Michael Jordan, right? Hold on, Michael Jordan, the coach, right?
Yes.
Who the only man to hold Michael Jordan under 20 points a game? Coach Dean Smith, the GOAT. He did let him take the game-winning shot, though, didn't he? For the championship. He did let him do that, though.
Had a losing record against only one coach in the history of college basketball.
That was Dean Smith.
Is that Dean Smith?
Oh, really? So it's like, all right, everybody love Coach K, but that's really the, like, damn, he the GOAT. So Dean Smith the GOAT.
But here's the question. I'm not saying it couldn't. Could Dean coach the kids today? These one of done. I don't know.
We don't. Yeah.
Everybody he coached, they at least went to junior year.
Right. Because you take Roy. Roy learned another Dean. He doesn't coach these one of done very good.
Nah, he don't.
You know what I'm saying?
When he wins, he's got teams that's been there for 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Yeah. I must say, I honestly don't think Roy Williams is as good as everybody else thinks Roy Williams is, just to me personally.
Roy Williams is a great teacher, great fundamental teacher and all that stuff, but in-game he ain't.
Correct, like his in-game adjustments and lineups, they don't come out question. I just question, like, what are you doing, Roy?
But off the court, out of in-game, he's up there.
Correct. Yeah.
But in-game, he has a lot of questionable stuff.
Say he's mediocre inside of the game, though.
Yeah. And if he ain't got a great point guard, He ain't gonna win.
That's really what it is for real. Yeah. Whenever we had a great point guard, we
they keep leaving early. Yeah. Coach White was a beast.
Hey, ooh, man.
I like
Tar Heels was the shit with Tyler Hansborough. But they was really was the shit with Stackhouse and Rasheed Wallace. I remember being a young boy watching them play. And I was just like, yo, that's when you was really like Tar Heel fucking
think
crazy.
About the team they could have had. Rasheed Wallace and Jerry Stackhouse left after the 2 years.
Yeah, they did.
The next year, Vince Carter and Antoine Davis both came in the next year.
Damn, showed it, and that was
but
insane.
But would it be too much?
Remember Nick Saban?
I just need to say Tyler Hansborough.
You know,
Vince Carter was like a big star in college.
Kevin's like in that early 30s. Yeah. You know what I mean? Early 30s, late 20s, and she can remember Tyler Hansborough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he played in the league, too. Yeah.
Think about this. Dean Smith didn't win as much in college as what Coach K did. Yeah. His players get to the NBA and do a whole lot better.
Just turn the fuck up. That's what it is.
See, a lot of that, too, is because Coach Dean got bad luck with injuries to the point guards a lot during the tournament. It was just, you know,
he didn't coach for himself to win games right now. He coached for his players to succeed further down the road.
Damn.
His
success was the future.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's
how much he loved them kids. When he passed away, he left $200 in his will for every player he ever had to go out and have a one last dinner on him.
Yep.
Shoot, I ain't know that.
Here's something else Dean did. Every year, he would send out a program to every kid he ever had and write a personalized note to every player. Ever coached ever. It wasn't like, oh, here's a program or nothing. He wrote a personal.
Oh no, that's dedication. That's when you really love what you do.
And that's how you know as a kid, because like, you know, a lot of times you don't feel like a coach necessarily got your best interest at heart.
Yeah.
Because you feel like a lot of them are just using you for to kind of get them a name. You see what I'm saying?
Damn right.
You ain't really looking for my best interest at the next level. You just want me to succeed so you can. You see what I'm
with
saying?
With Dean's ass like that.
He wanted all. He wanted his players to see. North Carolina has players have won the most NBA championships of any college. Most NBA championships of any college.
So it ain't no cap on North Carolina. Everybody get their little downtime. With North Carolina, the truth.
Everybody get their little downtime.
We're gonna end the segment on that. Everybody get their downtime. But even the sunshine on the dog's ass.
Yep. That's
how you bounce back after that downtime. Define what's going on.
Damn right.
It's a mindset.
That's how we moving, man. Look, this concludes, like I said, the segment for Talking Sports with Mikey Kwan. We locked and loaded. We in the building for the Errol Spence Jr. and Garcia fight tonight. So, you know, I don't know if we're going to be up in this bitch in two.
True.
Hey, but we locked and loaded, man. Let's go. This Everyday Life with Rook and Fino. And we talking sports with Mike and Kwan. Let's go.